This article is entitled A Sign of Welcome, Refugee in Slovakia Finds a Home Among a Congregation. It's written by Caitlin Selnow, who is an ELCA communications manager. Kyle Svenningsen is a missionary in Bratislava, Slovakia, where, among other duties, he is pastor of the English-speaking Bratislava International Church. Its worship space in the city's old town, Buro, was constructed at a time when Protestantism was barely tolerated in Slovakia, a historically Catholic country, so the building doesn't look much like a church. No crosses or stained glass windows were visible from the outside. The entrance is tucked into a cobblestone alleyway, kind of out of view. The directions section of the congregation website reads, "If you're a few minutes late because of trouble finding the church, you wouldn't be the first." Svenningsen likes to tell the story of how his friend and parishioner Ahmad, we changed his name, decided to create a sandwich board to stand outside the building, naming the different groups that worship inside. The process of getting the sign approved was surprisingly difficult. He had to design it in a way that would meet many different city requirements and win approval from parish leadership. Still, Ahmad persevered until the sign was finished. And thanks to him, it's now a little easier for people to find the church doors on Sunday mornings. For Svenningsen, this story illustrates Ahmad's dedication to their faith community. But it also demonstrates that Ahmad doesn't give up in the face of red tape. He has plenty of experience in that area. He's been trying to gain asylum status from the Slovak state for over 7 years. Ahmad came to Bratislava from Iran as a young adult. His personal faith journey led him to Christianity, and he was baptized at Bratislava International Church. After his religious conversion, he received multiple death threats from residents of his hometown. He couldn't return safely to Iran, yet the Slovak government also made it difficult for him to stay in Bratislava. Ahmad went through the lengthy and involved process of applying for asylum status as a refugee, and he gathered the many necessary documents, including an authentic certificate of Christian baptism. As Svenningsen puts it, Islam is barely tolerated in Slovakia and the way Protestantism was earlier. Because Ahmad was a former Muslim from a Muslim country, he needed to prove that he was a practicing Christian. And even though he had correct materials and met the requirements for asylum, his application was rejected, and he appealed the decision and submitted his application again, and again, and again. When Svenningsen became pastor of the congregation in 2019, Ahmad was already a member. By that time, he'd been trying to gain asylum for many years. The previous pastor had written multiple letters of endorsement to government officials. Svenningsen wrote at least 3 more, affirming that Ahmad was a confessed, baptized, and practicing Christian. Svenningsen said he was troubled by how resistant the government seemed to be toward Ahmad, especially when it was so welcoming to other refugees. When Russian forces launched their unprovoked attack on Ukraine in February, Ukrainians came pouring into the neighboring Slovakia to escape the conflict. Svenningsen watched his neighbors give up clothes, food, money, and even their rooms and their homes for these strangers. And he was inspired by his community's response, but he also suspected that the reaction would have been different had the refugees looked less like Slovaks and more like Ahmad. "We felt a great tension knowing how Ahmad was not treated in the same way because of racism as well as ethnic and religious prejudice." Svenningsen describes Ahmad as warm and genuine, and despite his difficult finding acceptance, his dedication to his faith community has not wavered. Ahmad writes the church's newsletter every week, and during the pandemic, he and his fiancée moved over an hour away from the church, but they still make the drive to attend services on Sunday mornings. Svenningsen's wife, Anna, notes that Ahmad is always willing to hold their 1-year-old son. She said, "It always makes me feel seen and heard when you're talking with him. We're so privileged and honored to know him and to have him as a part of our community." Eventually, Ahmad's case reached the highest court in Slovakia, where a pro bono immigration lawyer helped him argue his case. Ahmad has told Svensson that he expects to win asylum at his next hearing. The Svenningsons hope to celebrate this with him soon, and they also hope they can help him build a community that is more accepting of refugees and migrants such as Ahmad, who don't look Slovak and whose stories don't appear on the evening news. They have already begun this work with Ahmad's partnership. As the new sign indicates, the church doors are open to all.